Welcome to Song Swap Showdown Quick Hit, the show where we dive into one song reviews pulled straight from the full episodes of Song Swap Showdown. Get ready for rapid fire music insights and fun all in a quick bite-sized format. Let's rock. So your first song to me is by Sabaton. It's a Christmas Truce. I was saying, I did not expect Sabaton Christmas Truce to come from Amanda Sharp as a song that that you're like, I'm swapping with you. Now I know you went through the playlist, so I gotta understand right off the bat, what about Sabaton's Christmas Truce spoke to you?
Do you know? So I would have to go back and look and see where it landed in the Spotify playlist, because I don't think it was like the first of them.
Yeah, but I can't remember.
This one turned on. It had such a unique sound, and I immediately was captivated by the lyrics, because oftentimes I say when I'm not a fan of metal because I don't always understand the lyrics or can hear them, and I really like to know the journey and the message behind the song. And so I will say almost immediately I was able to understand what they were singing about, and what a powerful song. It was as if this ballot just called my heart and claimed me as a fan.
Wow.
Yeah.
So would you consider yourself now a Sabaton fan? Would you be listening to more Sabaton music?
I'm not sure. From what I read and researched a little bit, they have an entire album about the like wars and stuff, which I think the tale of this tale in Christmas Truce is kind of part of why I liked it, because of the history behind it, and it humanized the soldiers, you know, World War One, and they still were people. Like you said, metal people are people too. Like, soldiers are people too, and we often look at them as tools to just fight a war, and this is a snapshot into, you know, these were loved ones that were away from their families fighting for their country. And while we all believe what we fight for is right, at the end of the day, we're all humans. And I think we always can find common ground. So I don't know, this message in this song just spoke to my heart so, so much.
It's a very interesting song for sure. And just to give you guys a little backstory about Sabaton and the songs, during World War One, during German World War One, December 24th, 1914 is when the song is actually set. And this is coming off of Sabaton's The War to End All Wars, which was released in 2021. And Sabaton is a Swedish band. Basically, this is based on, as I said, December 24th, 1941. In a German World War I, troops began decorating the area around the trenches in the region of Europe's Belgium for Christmas. As they did, they celebrated by singing Christmas carols, including Still Knock, which is Silent Night. The British troops in the trenches across from them responded by singing English carols. The two sides shouted Christmas greetings to each other. As word spread, men from both sides of the Western Front ventured into no man's land to mingle and exchange food and souvenirs. They even played some football. It was a rare few hours of peace amongst the bloody conflict. That momentous first Christmas Eve of World War I serves as a basis for this song. They recorded Christmas Truce for the War to End All Wars, a concept album that deals with themes tied to atrocities, miracles, and the events of the First World War. The bassist said recording a song about the ceasefire was the band's highest priority when they wrote the record. Not only was it the most requested topic by our fans, but for us, it was the emotional story from the war. This song took us years to create since we wanted the music to reflect the mood. And honestly, it was a big challenge, but we feel we managed to write a song that captures the spirit of that day over a century ago. If you're looking for a combination of history, Christmas music, Christmas themes, I'll say.
It's a Christmas tale.
And metal, power metal. You know, Sabaton's got, like, they're considered in that genre, like that sort of like power metal. I wouldn't say Viking metal. They're not Viking, but it's like power metal, very symphonic, very like thick, you know. Sabaton is that, and this is a really good song, because I will say I'm not a big Sabaton fan, however I do have a lot of respect for them, and I love that their videos are always great, because they actually will partner with certain historical societies and things like that.
Smart.
And actually use, like, when they're making the videos to tell these stories, like, they're going in and they're with the tanks and all these stuff, and they like, if you're a big fan of like World War One or World War Two, like And the machinery and the all that stuff.
Yeah.
Sabaton does it really well. Like, they go in and they find these things and they make the music videos and they're very good. Let's do this. Let me play a little bit of this song so everybody kind of gets up, because I feel like a majority of the people that are listening to the show, at least right now, probably have no idea what Sabaton sounds like or what this song sounds like. Long openings.
I'm several.
Silence. I remember the silence on a cold winter day.
Kind of like a Celtic.
After many months on the battlefield, and we were used to the violence. Then all the cannons went silent, and the snow fell. Voices sang to me from no man's land. We are all friends.
It's good stuff, man.
And today we're all brothers, tonight we're all friends.
Which is great.
A
this is
moment of peace in a war that
you can almost see this scene as Tom at Broadway.
Yeah.
We drink and unite. Now Christmas has arrived and the snow turns the ground white. Hear carols from the trenches.
Yeah, so listen, it's a really cool song, and especially, once again, if you are very much into bands that create music about historical events, I mean, this is right from that. And as I was saying before, that this is based on that, which is so crazy to me, especially during World War, like, the fact that they could stop enough to celebrate Christmas and then kind of go back to, you know, having war is mind-boggling to me. But I think this song does a really good job painting the picture and telling that story from history. So I think it's a good tune, man. I think it's a good tune. What do you guys think? Let us know in the comments below if what you're thinking about Sabaton's Christmas Truce. I, once again, am shocked that you put this on the list. But I understand where you're coming from, and I understand why now that you put it on a list and why this song spoke to you. So
it just immediately, it captivates. Yeah. Well, at least it captivated me. And imagine being the first person to cross enemy lines to shake someone's hand and basically say Merry Christmas. Like, to be that person, to be the first, to be that leader, to take that risk. And who knows how that changed history, even if ever so slightly. It just... Yeah. The whole story, I just loved it. This will be on my playlist, Christmas playlist, but it'll also be maybe on my Working Through Life playlist too.
Oh, the Working Through Life playlist. I cannot wait to dive into more of the Working Through Life playlist. So listen, where do I rate Sabaton's Christmas Truce? I think it's a good song, and I'm actually glad you put this on the list, because it got me to listen to Sabaton again with some different ears than how I would listen to Sabaton in the past. I've always felt like Sabaton for me is a band that I kind of like – I put on, or they come on in a mix, and it's like, I got to be in the right mindset to get into them. And I like power metal stuff, but I feel like sometimes I'm just not like where I need to be to listen to Sabaton. But I liked that I listened to this with some renewed ears. So that was very good for me. So let me do this. So my rating is going to be based on that.
Okay.
And I am going to give Sabaton's Christmas Truce a 3.8.
A 3.8.
But yeah, I had never really, like, honestly, I'd never just sat and really listened and digested the song in the way that I did for the show. So having done that gave me some like renewed interest in Sabaton, and also I think an appreciation of the song now. So
very good. And so relevant in today's time.
So relevant. I mean, for real. It's not, the relevancy is not lost on me in the slightest bit. And that's a wrap on this quick hit from Song Swap Showdown. Do you agree with our review of the song? We want to hear from you. Join our free Facebook group by using the link in our show notes and join the conversation. For more in-depth reviews and musical throwdowns, follow us wherever you get podcasts. So make sure you hit that follow button so that way you don't miss out on full episodes of Song Swap Showdown, your weekly musical throwdown show, available on all podcast platforms and YouTube. Remember, keep the music playing, and we'll see you next time. Thanks for listening.